We go, good enough. Shabbos, they'll do three Hasidic teachings on the Karban Tamid, or learning Shabbin Schuss for Shlem of a Bach Tzibir of Kabatya, Tavahenech Mordechai Befer Simcha, Bim and Simcha Bedin Amina, Besosha Chay Yisrael. The first idea comes to us from the Chesed Laavram of Radomsk. The Pasuk says by the Karban Tamid, Chav Ches Gimel, he says, Every day, Amar Dalhem Zeisha, Sher Tarkrivi La Hashem, Kivasim, Bnei Shana, Tmimim, Shnaim La Layom Allah Samid. You should bring two pure ones every single day. Says the Chesed Laavram of Radomsk. What does this mean? Shnaim layom ola tamid. It means what's an ikar part of a Jew's day? An ikar part of a Jew's day is the Torah, is the tefillah, but it's got to be done b'tamimim. It's got to be done with tamimus, with sincerity, with wholeheartedness. Rabbi Nachman talks about this all the time in his writings. How important it is when we daven, we learn just to be able to daven and learn with tamimus, with sincerity, just trying to go closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's exactly what the words mean of b'nei shana tamimim. Make sure to be able to do sincerity. Shnayim layom alas tamid, when you're davening and when you're learning. First idea. Moving on to a second idea. Next pasuk from the Imre Chaim of Vishnitz. As the keves achat haseh baboker, as the keves hashanit haseh ben erbayim. Right, you bring one lamb in the morning, one in the afternoon. This is the karban tamid. Says the Imre Chaim of Vishnitz, beautiful idea. Hakeves achat haseh baboker. Hakeves also is the lashon of lichbosh, to conquer. It says a Jew's obligation. Is to lichbosh es yitzro baboker, when he goes out to work and he goes out in the morning. Then make sure that you're proper in business, and proper with our eyes, and proper when we're learning, we're davening, what we do at lunch, with the way we act with kiddush Hashem. But at the end of that, it's only one. Es kivas achat tase baboker, when you leave. But also es kivas hashenei tase ben arbayim. Make sure to conquer your yitzhar ben arbayim when you come home, when you come into your house. How do you come into your house? Like Rav Shor says, when you leave your house, the mezuzah is on your left with gvura to the world, gvura. Strong to the world. Come into your house, the mezuzah is on your right, with patience and love and care and kindness. Obviously, the care and kindness also to the world too. But to make sure that we have our fences up to the world, so the inappropriate sometimes, the things that shouldn't come into a Jewish home, left to the world, but we come into our home with right, with patience, with love. And that's exactly what it is. As keves achat haseh baboker, the yitzahara going out, lichbosh, it's a yitzahara, says the Imre Chaim of Vishnitz, keves is lashon lichbosh, and then as a keves hasheni taseh ben mayim, to conquer the second one, when you come home, when you return to your home. And finally, the third and final idea for today, the Magid of Mezrich, the Mezrich or Magid, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, Pasuk says, Chav Ches Ches, Es HaKeves HaShani Taseh Ben Arbayim, Ki Minchas HaBoker, Chinesu Tataseh, Ishe Reich Nichoach LaShem. It should be an Ishe Reich Nichoach LaShem. The fire offering should be a very, very, should be a beautiful smell for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Mezrich or Magid, a beautiful idea. He says, Ishe, when a Jew is passionate, and they're energetic, and they have enthusiasm, and they're avodas Hashem, and they're davening, they're learning, and they're chesed. That's reich nichoch l'Hashem. That's something that's beautiful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Davening, learning, checking is beautiful. Just mincha marav done. But davening with a passion, with an energy, davening Shabbos with an energy, 3 weeks with an energy, with a passion, with a learning, with a passion. That is ishe reich nichoch l'Hashem. That's beautiful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's just review these three ideas. The Chesed Avram, the first idea tells us, make sure that when you do when you're doing your shnayim, your Torah, your tefillah, make sure it's done with tamimus, with sincerity and wholeheartedness. Like Rabbi Nachman says all the time, that someone who's a tamim is even on a higher level or just as high as a tzaddik. The second idea, the Imre Chaim of Vision, it says, it's a keves achat haseh baboker. Make sure to conquer the Yitzhar in the morning when you go out. When you go out to your day, you start your day in the workforce, you start your day in life, make sure you conquer that one. Also, ben arbayim. It's like if it's a shere taseh ben arbayim. Conquer when you come home to make sure that it's done with care and kindness and love and compassion in your home. And finally, the third and final idea, the Magid of Mezrich says, the Pasuk says, Ishe reich nechoch l'Hashem. In Pasuk Chav Ches Ches, when a Jew is passionate, Ishe, he has the ish, you have the fire. That's something that's beautiful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's really what this Vasasemes tells us. Vasasemes tells us, if you take the word Yisrael, you take, Yisrael is 541. You take Ish out of Yisrael. Yisrael is 541, Ish is 301. You're left with a Malik. When you take the fire, the passion, the energy out of a Jew, you're left with a Malik. Hashem should bless us to be wholehearted in Jews with sincerity and wholeheartedness, and to be able to conquer the Yitzhar of the morning, the Yitzhar at night, and Be'ezra Hashem to be always be passionate and energetic and enthused Jews serving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a beautiful Shabbat.